T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome into the program the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, Travis Schlenk, kind of break down this series for us.
Trav, good morning.
Gentlemen, how you guys doing today?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Trav, I'm going to get right to it. Did the Cleveland Cavaliers blow their chance of making this a gentleman's sweep by blowing that first game?
Well, no, they still have a chance to make it a gentleman's sweep, but I think they blew their chance of making it a more competitive series. Anytime you're playing a team with the talent level of the Warriors and you let a game get away like they did in game one, that can be a huge mental block to overcome.
Yeah, it's certainly one that we know that they didn't overcome in game two, because, you know, you see what how they reacted to what happened in game one, and they did not react well.
Yeah, no, LeBron's playing at an unbelievable level, but, you know, you could start to see the frustration on his face a little bit. Just he has to carry such a huge load for those guys, and, you know, he's just begging someone to come along for the ride with him, it looks like. So anytime, you go back home, that's going to give him a boost, and as we've seen throughout these playoffs, all it takes really is one win to kind of change the momentum of a series. So, you know, hopefully tomorrow night they can come out and play well and put a little pressure back on the Warriors. You know, the last thing Golden State wants to do is go back to Oakland tied 2-2. You know, they'd much rather go back 3-1, or, you know, obviously the best case for them would be to win it in 4. So,
you know, we were talking about this the other day, and the first game LeBron had like 51 points, and the other night he only had 29. What is a better thing for him to do, try to get his teammates involved or just try to take over the game? Because when he got his teammates involved, it looked like they lost by even worse.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? So now we're complaining about the guy only getting 29 points, which is a tough thing to do. I think that, you know, it's important for him. Obviously, he's not going to be able to beat the Warriors by himself, so he's got to try to get his teammates involved. But, you know, he's still got to be the guy to be aggressive, to look to score, and then also to set up with players. So it's a fine line. But, you know, anytime you're asking a player to go out to get 50 to give your team a chance to win, that's a big burden for any player to carry.
Well, and so much so that even when he does get 51, they don't win. I mean, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
A tough spot.
Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, with John and Hugh this morning talking about the NBA Finals. And, you know, I wonder if Cleveland looks back on, you know, what happened in game one and wonders if that was the moment that LeBron's going to leave. I know you can't respond to that, but, boy, there was a moment there. All of us, I think the entire world, Travis, was wondering, you know, what's the future going to be in the NBA, you know, after this series is over, because that's going to be the chatter. We all know that.
Yeah, well, listen, this offseason is no different than a lot of them. There's going to be a lot of good players out there that are going to be free agents. They're going to have the opportunity to go test the market, and that's the system. Whether it's, Mr. James or Chris Paul or, you know, Paul George, there's just a lot of guys that are going to be free agents.
I'm going to talk to you a little bit, Travis, if we can. We're 16 days away from the NBA draft. You have had a lot of pre-draft workouts. I mean, have any idea how many players you've worked out? Is there like a rough total?
I think we've probably had 5 or 6 group workouts yet, and each group workout has 6 guys in it. So we've had 36 guys in to this point. We've got workouts scheduled for the next 3 days this week. So there's another 18 guys. You guys are impressed by my math skills here, aren't you? And then, the following week we have 4 or 5 more workouts.
Wow.
Some of those will be individual workouts. You know, when we start bringing guys in for the third pick, those players won't go up against someone else. They'll be individual workouts. So I would say we'll probably have around 60 guys in total.
I don't want you to tip your hand to any other team, but have you had a guy or two where you went, oh, wow, okay, maybe I had undervalued him a little bit?
There's been a couple guys that came in and played a little bit better than I thought they could. You know, I think last weekend out in L.A., at some of the agent workouts we were at. There are a couple guys that, you know, shot the ball, showed their athleticism a lot better than, you know, their reputations were as far as shooters go. So there was a couple guys that have definitely stood out. You know, the thing I think that you have to be careful of, for a lot of these guys, you know, maybe you've seen them just for one college year or two college years or three college years, to over evaluate or put too much value on a 45-minute hour-long individual workout or a group workout. I think that you can make some mistakes there. So this is certainly just a piece of the puzzle. You don't want to, you know, throw away everything that you've seen from the player over the course of his college career, you know, or some of these top guys. You know, we have the opportunity to see him play in different high school events. So it's just a piece of the puzzle. You don't want to put too much emphasis on one workout, that's for sure.
You know, I know you got 16 days to go before you actually get to the draft, but is there one player, and I know you can't name him, but is there one guy that you're feeling it with the third pick that, hey, this might be the guy that's going to be, I mean, that's he's going to be our guy? Do you have that feeling yet?
No. You know, we met yesterday afternoon as a staff, and, you know, I think the biggest thing we're trying to figure out is what – the pool of guys that are going to be there when it's the third pick. We feel pretty good about Phoenix having their choice down to just a couple guys. So now, you know, Sacramento is kind of a wild card to us, trying to figure out who their group of guys might be. You know, we're down to three or four guys, I think, that we're kind of looking at. Seriously, with the third pick, there's going to be some options for us to maybe slide back a couple spots. And so we're going through the process of trying to evaluate what it would take from a package from another team for us to do that, and what the group of pool of players that might be available there, to see if any of those scenarios might be attractive to us. So right now we're just playing a lot of those hypothetical games, that we'll do for the next 16 days, waiting for the draft to get here.
When can you start talking to other teams about potential packages?
Oh, we've been having dialogues with other teams really since right after the draft lottery. Once we knew exactly where we were and other teams knew exactly where they were, the dialogue started right away. You know, this year they had that at Chicago where all the teams were there for the pre-draft camp. So it was a great place to be able to network with other GMs and other teams front office personnel. So those dialogues have been going on. You know, quite frankly, like in any trade deadline or draft situation, right now, you know, everybody's kind of just throwing stuff out on the wall and see if it'll stick. Nothing's real serious. That'll start happening when you get down to the last week or so.
Talking with Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, NBA Game 3 of the NBA Finals tomorrow night in Cleveland. Also discussing the NBA draft 16 days away. Josh Okogie of Georgia Tech decided to stay in the NBA draft, and I know a lot of Jackets fans are kind of disappointed. Certainly Josh Pastner was, because he was so important to the Jackets. But my read here, Travis, is that Josh Okogie's stock is continuing to rise.
Yeah, no, he's a name out there that's gathering steam. He played well in the pre-draft camp in Chicago. I think a lot of teams or a lot of people maybe hadn't seen him a lot at Georgia Tech. You know, they weren't a top team this past year, kind of had a rough season from where they were a year before. So there were some people, I think, that underestimated his athleticism, first of all. You know, he's an NBA athlete with NBA strength and size. And obviously he's young. So guys like that tend to catch people's attention.
I mean, do you put a first-round grade on him right now?
You know, I don't know, to be honest with you. He's not a guy that we spent a whole lot of time focusing on the last couple of days. We're kind of worried about the third pick. And
right.
Once we get comfortable with that situation, then we'll start working down to, you know, 19, 30, and 34.
Yeah, that was kind of the follow-up question I had. I know I wasn't trying to do it about Okogie, but, I mean, how much time do you spend on 19, 30, and 34? Do you spend a lot of time on that, or is it just all about number three?
Well, right now it's about 3 and 19, really. You know, obviously the farther down you go, it gets harder trying to predict what all the teams are going to be doing. But, you know, we've got pools of players that we've kind of focused in on each spot. You know, we've got, like I've said from the beginning, we've got about 8 guys that we've been focusing in on the third pick. And we're trying to narrow that down to, you know, 3 or 4 guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, for 19, we've got, I think, about 10 guys or so. And then when we get down to, you know, 30 and 34, we have a little larger pool of guys down there for those two picks.
Appreciate it, Travis. Always great catching up with you.
All right, guys, have a good week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.